Muskogee Creek National Council. Agenda, extraordinary session, August 8th, 2017. The time is now 6 p.m. I'd like to ask Representative Pete Beaver to give the invocation.
First of the end, Father, we give thanks for you for giving us state and lead us and guide us as we go through your loss of your nation. In your son's name we pray, amen.
Prior to roll call, I'd like to announce Representative Hill, Representative Scott, Representative Proctor will be excused. Roll call, Christy Sewell.
Speaker Lucian Tiger.
Present.
Dodie Barnett.
Present.
Dale Beaver.
Present.
Pete Beaver.
Present.
Joyce Steer.
Present.
Johnny Green.
Present.
Randall Hicks.
Present.
David Hill is excused. Robert Heft.
Present.
Mitch Jack.
Here.
Adam Jones. James Jennings.
Here.
Daryl Proctor is excused. Mark Randolph.
Present.
Rufus Scott is excused. Thomas Yehola.
Here.
Speaker, you have 12 present, 4 absent.
12 present, 4 absent constitutes a quorum. All business conducted will be official. Presentation of business, Principal Chief James R. Floyd.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. One item of business tonight, and that is Bill Number NCA 17-149, titled "The Laws of Muskogee Creek Nation Amending MCNCA Title 28, Chapter 8, entitled Building Code."
Thank you, Chief. Order of business, NCA 17-149. A law of the Muskogee Creek Nation amending MCNCA Title 28, Chapter 8, entitled Building Code. Sponsors Adam Jones III.
Motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt by Representative Huft.
Second.
Seconded by Representative Jennings. Discussion. Mr. Dellinger.
Thank you, Speaker and fellow council members. We are seeking this amendment to the construction code. It really comes down to a health and safety issue. This is a gray area that we don't have covered at the moment, but we have a building inspector who can go on properties and inspect facilities that the nation's building or others are building as well on property that we have jurisdiction over. So we've added some things to reference the different types of building codes that we will be implementing. We've also added just some of the section on penalties, the responsibilities that individuals will have with respect to, or our building official will have. We already have the person on staff at the nation, and so we are just designating and expanding his abilities, his responsibilities, and just putting them down in writing as well, so we have them on the law, just to make this position stronger. So, if you have any questions with respect to that, I'd be happy to answer them.
Representative Huft.
How does it affect moving the process of building like a casino, the Riverskirk Resort? How would it affect that? Would they have been able to stop work there or anything if it was their own one?
Well, I think probably the main purpose of this is to ensure that our buildings are being built properly and correctly, and that they're safe. And so I think, I think this should be viewed as something that's good for the nation. So we're not going outside of the nation utilizing somebody else or a county inspector or someone of that effect. So they'll have the ability to do that. I think, with respect to our facilities, I think they're going to want to obviously make sure things are done properly and correctly. I think probably the initial response would be to report and let us know what needs to be done, not looking at trying to stop progress or fine the nation or anything like that. I think it's really more of a safety issue, making sure things are being done properly, and it's a sovereignty issue too. It's us exercising that ability over ourselves instead of, like I said, a third party.
The person who's in this position, what's his background?
Right now, he's here. He can probably give you a little bit more of his background, but I know he came from the State Fire Marshal's office, has a background in that. And,
little brief history of my background. I was 26 years in the military, in the Marine Corps, in the Air Force. I did service as a firefighter in the Air Force, DOD inspector for Air Force installations. And then upon leaving that, I got in the Guard Reserve, became one of the original 8 state firefighters for the state of Will Rogers Air Force. Pretty much performed the same duties there. When they closed the base down, I transferred from there to the state fire marshal's office and finished my last 10 years with the state there and came on board last year here.
Okay.
So I've got in excess probably 30 years plus of life safety experience and stuff. So.
Thank you.
May I say one other thing, Representative Huff? I just wanted to let you know, too, that gaming has seen this and they're all for this. And I think if we actually had this in place, it would have made things probably a little bit easier for us as well. Getting a certificate of occupancy, I think we had some trouble initially getting that, but he would be able to provide that for us. So it will help us out in a lot of ways. It's a good thing for us.
Yes, thank you.
Chief Floyd.
Mr. Speaker, just in the Attorney General mentioned the codes, but I just want to reiterate that the international building codes are really the uniform codes that are used in all commercial buildings and offices. So we aren't, I guess, going off track anywhere. This is really the business that that everyone follows. And so it codifies it to the nation so that we can go in and follow these uniform codes. Probably if those books were lined up, they'd probably go from this side of the room to the other side of the room, but what I think this bill does is cover all aspects of it in these international codes. We can then go in and kind of bring that down to what's applicable to our buildings.
Thank you, Chief Floyd. Representative Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. How about the Are there any fees connected with the permits and licenses?
Yeah, we have not, at this moment there are none. Since most of the buildings we're building ourselves, we've not put any fees or anything associated with the permits at this time. Doesn't mean that it couldn't be something that could be added at a later time.
But we don't build them all. You know, private construction, we have other people. You're going to require them to obtain the permits and licenses too, aren't you?
Right. Yeah, but like I said, I think it's something, the majority, I guess, of what we do, we pretty much do on our own, but I think that is something that could be added at another time.
So. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Jennings. Representative Hicks.
Thank you. Just have one question, Kevin or whoever. Can you tell me the difference between the tribal construction engineer and then your building inspector? I mean, why are we wanting to change that?
Well, this doesn't change the, we took Title VII and that whole issue of whether it's an engineer, we took that out. This is solely just an inspector who goes in and inspects the buildings and facilities as the projects are moving along. He's more of a health safety personnel, and so he's not our tribal construction engineer, architect, whatever we end up calling him under Title VII or Chapter VII.
I guess the reason I'm asking is because 9.1 page 2, you struck out construction engineer and you add an inspector building code reviewer on 23. So I'm just trying to figure out why we were moved in and we added this. I guess I don't understand the difference between an engineer and then your inspector code.
Well, your engineer is the person who can go in and do everything from seal and approve the plans. But, I think you're probably going to have a person busy with doing that and overseeing a project, and there's a need for a person though to be out inspecting projects too. And again, these aren't just going to be our projects, so I think that's why we need our own individual inspector for the nation. I think they'll be going on tribal properties inspecting them, individual properties inspecting them, I just think the two jobs are kind of completely different jobs and responsibilities, and I don't know that one, I don't think one person can do both of those.
So we're moving the, we won't have an engineer at this time?
No.
Yeah, we're not changing the chapter 7, which I think we separated this out to just solely focus on the inspector. This chapter 8, all it deals with is an inspector. We will still have a right now, the way the law is, it's still the engineer. Unless you make amendments to Chapter 7. But if you don't, we'll still have, it'll still be the engineer as we speak.
Thank you, Representative Hicks. Any other questions? Representative Del Weaver.
Mr. Neal Leader, do you see any conflict having this inspector under Tribal Construction Services whenever they're kind of supposed to police their work, that program's own work?
I'm sorry, can you just repeat the first part?
I mean, they're there to police or kind of make sure that Tribal Construction is doing a job up to code, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
So do you see any problem with them being under Tribal Construction whenever they're supposed to be making sure they're doing the correct job?
I don't think so. I think, you know, their duty is to make sure everything's built properly, correctly, safely for our citizens and for the public. And I think, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that that's a very important duty that I don't think would the conflict would come up. I mean, your duty, you've got, that's a lot of responsibility to make sure everything's being done properly and correctly. And I don't think our inspector would have a problem telling construction if they were doing something improperly. It needs to be corrected. That's what his job is, his or her job is.
Who's your boss going to be?
He'll be under, he's under, and still remains under Tribal Construction, under the engineer at the moment. We're not getting rid of the engineer, still have an engineer. He's just a part of the department, under the construction engineer.
There's Del Weaver. Any other questions? Roll call vote, please.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Thomas Yehola?
Yes.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
Speaker, you have 11 in favor, 0 against.
11 in favor, 0 against. That motion is adopted. Next item on the agenda is other business.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Huff.
I can make a motion to add TR 70-112 to the agenda. It was postponed last month.
70-112.
Yes.
Representative Hupton made a motion to add TR 17-112 to the agenda. Is there a second? Second by Representative Jennings. Roll call vote, please.
Can we discuss that?
This is just to get it on the agenda.
Any motion can be discussed, though, right?
Not on this one. This one's just to get it back on the agenda. Roll call vote, please.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Thomas Yehola?
Yes.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
Speaker, you have 11 in favor, 0 against.
11 in favor, 0 against. TR 17-112 will be added to the agenda.
Make a motion to adopt TR 17-112.
Go ahead. Hold on. Just hold on. TR 17-112, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the execution of an attorney services contract between Muscogee Creek Nation and Rosette LLP. Sponsor is Robert Huft.
Motion to adopt
by Representative Huft.
Second.
Second, Representative Jennings. Discussion.
Speaker makes a motion to go to executive session.
Representative Huff made a motion to go into executive session. Seconded by Representative Yohola. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. We're in executive session at 6:15. Who'd like to say?